Hey, Steven here. If you're listening to this episode at any time around May of 2020, when the episode gets released, just keep in mind that this episode was recorded around June of 2019, so that should give you a better idea of the context surrounding what we were talking about. Otherwise, if it's super far in the future, it probably is irrelevant. So enjoy our episode.
How's it going?
Good. This existential dread, you know?
All right. How was your week?
You know, it's been going. Mm. It's been happening. Currently moving stuff because I need to move stuff off this chair so I can sit on it.
All right. Where are you at?
The room next to our bedroom. It's kind of just basically become a room for junk. For our stuff that we moved in for, but we don't really have room for it. And it was also like, there's like sewing and yarn stuff in here. So I can move stuff off this chair. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a chair now.
Wait, you are in a chair now?
Yeah, I'm on a chair now. Hopefully you don't hear her mom and stepdad watching Game of Thrones downstairs.
I don't think so, no.
Because it's pretty loud.
All right, I guess we can begin.
All right. Is this going to be the best podcast of the year or second best, maybe?
Just, just trying to get some sort of regularity out, produce stuff to keep my mind busy or whatever. I mean, like, today, it'd be quite useful today because... we had a pretty big breakfast, and at this point, I'm alone, so kind of bored. And one of the things that people often do when they're bored is eat food. And I'm not trying to eat food because I'm kind of dieting, so I'm trying to hold off until like later in the evening to make some dinner. And this is a good way to distract me, I suppose.
My goal is to just eat as much as possible. We live in America. This is a country where you can blow up to 500 pounds and get heart disease, you know?
All right. So what's up? How have you been, Jess?
I mean, I've been all right. Still looking for a job, you know?
Yeah.
Basically the same. Going to job fairs. I mean, there's no more job fairs that I know of until like mid-July, which if at that point I'm not hired, I don't know. It'll be bad. But I mean, that's basically what I've been doing and just seeing movies. I mean, I'm really not, if the whole teaching thing, I don't find a teaching job, mm-hmm. I'm not going to really bother to look for another job until like after all the wedding stuff, because no place will probably want to hire me if I need like 2 weeks off, like right after I'm hired.
True. Yeah, that makes sense.
So like pretty much after like the honeymoon stuff, if like they're just like, hey, or if I don't have a teaching job, I'll just be like, well, time to just to apply to random places on Indeed.
Like, have the job fairs, like, I don't know, how do you feel about those job fairs that you went to? Has each one been like different? Have you been more or less the same, or
more or less the same? But like, other ones have been more organized, I would say. That's okay. Pretty much it. But like, pretty much the same. You just sit there for like, you wait. Most of it's just been waiting in lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really only realistically get to talk to like five or six schools before like the time's up.
Yeah,
like for the whole thing, because you just sit in line for like 30 minutes. So it's kind of terrible, but they're pretty much all the same. You end up just talking to them for a few minutes. They take your resume and they're like, well, you might hear from us.
Are there a lot of people that are there or what?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton of people there,
mm.
which definitely makes me nervous. But mm-hmm. I mean, obviously there's people who are looking for many different positions, but still, I mean, it's definitely a little nerve wracking, but I kind of also understand there's like a lot of schools here and a lot of jobs. So I don't know how much I really should be worried about not finding a position or not, but I don't really know.
Hmm.
There's definitely a lot of open positions still online and stuff, so I'm assuming they haven't actually hired anyone.
yeah, I mean, that's good. Hopefully, you know, something good happens. It's probably just a matter of waiting it out because, yeah, I mean, searching for jobs sucks.
Yeah. If I don't find a job, I'll just work at McDonald's, you know. That'll pay off the student loans, you know.
You can probably save some money on meals.
So how's life in Virginia, the greatest state in the union?
So I don't know. I don't think much has happened. We bought a RoboVac. I think you saw that on my snaps.
Yeah, that's some high tech right there, you know.
It's like pretty low tech, honestly. No, yeah.
You're living in the future. Don't deny this.
I mean, I don't deny that, like, the autonomous vacuum isn't cool. It is pretty cool, but, like, in terms of the, I don't know, the totem pole of these vacuums, it's pretty low-tech in that, you know, it doesn't connect to Wi-Fi. You don't connect to it through some app.
I'm pretty sure they just took the battery out of, like, a Tickle Me Elmo and put it in a vacuum, you know?
Yeah, that's actually probably how they do that. Yeah, there's no Wi-Fi, no Bluetooth, no apps. There's just a remote. There's a docking station. But it's been pretty novel. It's been running for 2-3 days now. It's going to kick off at like 5:30. So it cleans every day at 5:30. But I mean, there's still a lot of things that you need to do to like accommodate for it. You can't have like, wires strewn about the ground. You can't have other weird debris that'll pick it up basically. Our couch is like, it needs to be taller or it needs to be, or no. The stands that it's, or the feet or whatever that it's sitting on, those feet need to be a little bit taller or a little bit shorter, because at this point it's like just tall enough that the vacuum can kind of slide under, but the height for some reason isn't uniform, so it can kind of like get under there and wedge itself underneath. So several times we've had to like intervene and like pull the vacuum out to make sure it doesn't get stuck underneath there. We don't really know what to do at this point because as far as we know, we can't set up any like boundary like areas for it to not vacuum through or whatever.
You got to get it in an electric dog collar, you know.
Yeah, something like that.
So it'll know, you know.
Right. But I mean, that happened on Wednesday. I think it came in on Wednesday. Thursday. I don't know. Oh, I've been playing a bunch of Stardew. That as well. Stardew went on sale on the Switch, so I finally bought it.
And restarted the whole thing.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I can't port over my save from iOS.
Sad.
I'm still so disappointed about the iOS progress and stuff. I mean, I can still salvage it in some way. Because the iOS build or the iOS version of Stardew was nice enough in that you have access to the file system, so you can take your Stardew save and drop it into like your PC save and load that, as far as I know. But the Switch is very locked down, so you can't port over.
I mean, that's Nintendo for you.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. So I did start over a new, I wasn't too far in my iOS play anyways. I was like, are you familiar with Stardew Valley?
I mean, very little.
Well, like, would you understand it if I said that I was in year one of winter?
I'll just take a guess and say that's not very far.
No, yeah, because you start off in spring. So you go to spring and then summer, then fall, then winter.
Yeah, you know how seasons work.
Well, I mean, you may not have known when you started, you know, that just gives you some context. You know, obviously year one is still pretty early on, but
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just disappointed at how Stardew turned out on iOS, but you know, you've heard that enough.
I mean, iOS is the place to play your games, you know.
I mean, we'll see what happens in the fall with Apple Arcade and all that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I haven't been playing games at all, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, like, speaking of video games, have you been following E3?
Vaguely, like a little bit. Not super hardcore, just a little.
Well, like a couple minutes ago, I was just watching Donkey's video on E3. And wait, so is there a new console coming out?
Yeah, Microsoft announced their next Xbox, I guess.
Okay.
For 2020, fall 2020. Which is about right anyway. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much what I would expect. Mm-hmm. They didn't give it an official name. They just gave it like a project name.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming Sony is going to follow suit and announce their own consoles. I assume they're both just going to be coming out fall 2020, I'm sure. I mean, they're going to be competing back to back. And I know Halo is going to be a launch title for the next Xbox. I don't know if it's going to be an Xbox One as well. Might be that situation. I think it is, but I don't actually know that for sure.
Are they going to start doing like an Xbox PC strategy, or is it still going to be like consoles exclusives or what?
No, as far as I know, they're pretty much going to have like synergy together. Everything's going to be on both.
Oh, that'll be sick. It's the plan. I mean, honestly, I haven't done any PC gaming in a while, but still, that's it's really nice to know.
Yeah, no, Microsoft is doing a lot of interesting stuff. It's just I wish they had more games, you know, more exclusives and stuff that were more compelling to me. I mean, that's the reason why I've stuck with PlayStation for pretty much ever, because of all the exclusive titles that I like on their platform. I mean, I do think Microsoft is doing some interesting consumer-friendly things with Game Pass and things like that that are really interesting. But, I mean, they should have more games besides, like, Halo.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of technology, it sounds like they're doing a lot of good things, like with cross-play and bringing things to PC. But yeah, I mean, I'm not even,
I mean, I think they kind of have to, you know, to, you know, because of the lack of games, if that's what they want to focus on instead, that's kind of what they should focus on, right. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too familiar with Xbox gaming myself. I only recently got one. Just, I think that's what we talked about on the first episode. But
I mean, I don't even have an Xbox. I mean, every once in a while I've considered it pretty much solely to play Halo. Like, that's really the only reason. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, there's just not enough to compel me to buy one, especially when I'm, like, post-college graduate with no money. So I definitely am not going to buy one. And I don't even feel like I play video games as much as I used to justify even having, like, many consoles, mm-hmm. you know. It's just like I don't even have enough time to keep up with what I want to play on PlayStation. So like adding an Xbox into the mix just sounds like a bad move.
Yeah. Well, it seems like Microsoft, or I guess like Xbox, like related products and services are getting like really cheap these days. Because I've been seeing a couple deals where you can get like an Xbox One S, the non X or whatever. Mm-hmm. For like 185.
Yeah, they did a bunch of sales on their consoles during E3 and stuff too.
And they're doing like, so I haven't looked into it much, but they have like their Xbox Live, then they have like their Game Pass, or then they have like their Game Pass Ultimate or something. And I think like the,
yeah, it basically just combines the prices, I think, for both, but it's like one subscription you can get.
I see. There's like some sort of deal going on where you can get like that ultimate subscription for like $1, but it will like somehow merge your existing live membership. So Xbox, there's Xbox Live, which just allows you to play online with people or whatever.
And get like your 2 free games a month or whatever still.
Oh, they do that as well?
Yeah, they do. Okay. PlayStation Plus started it, and then Microsoft's been doing it for a while too.
Okay. So yeah, they have like their Xbox Live, and then they have the Xbox Game Pass or whatever, which gives you access to, you know, so many games to download. Mm-hmm. So there's like this, it's like a trick that people are doing. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but like you can get up to like, I think, 3 years of Xbox Live like preloaded onto your account. And then you can sign up for this like ultimate service, which is like $1 for it's like $1 to try out the service, which from at least from what you say merges Xbox Live and the Xbox Game Pass. So like for
as far as I know.
Yeah. So like for $1 you can like start this trial, which then like basically gives you Game Pass for like the next 3 years for like, you know, however long you hold Live. Which I guess amounts to like some huge savings, because I think Game Pass is like $25 or $30 for like a 3 month subscription or something like that. So, I mean, that's pretty neat. It's just, I don't play enough Xbox. It's like you said, I really just played it for Halo. And I mean, these days, similar to you, I haven't really been doing much, gaming at all.
A lot of dedication to playing video games, because, you know, games are so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to multiplayer games, the leveling systems are just never ending, so like you never actually reach the end.
Yeah,
so it's just like it's hard to find the time, I feel like, for me to actually want to play games. I mean, I think the last game I actually beat all the way through is like God of War in like February. And before that it was like Spider-Man and Far Cry 5 or what I played. Like, those are the last three games I can recall playing in like the past 6 months, 7 months, all the way through. So like, that's not really that many in like 6-7 months.
Right.
And besides that, playing like Call of Duty with you and sometimes on my own, and then like 2K. Those are like the only games that I've like really even engaged with at all.
Yeah, it's like interesting. Like for me at least, since I started my job in January, it feels like there's been like this real shift, like dealing with like the post grad life, I guess, and that like it's been a while since I've had like any type of structure of like going to school and like doing classes, and you know, for now it's more or less indefinitely that I'll be doing this type of routine in my life, and trying to like establish like what things that I want to do or prioritize on, because I mean, obviously I go to work and put in time, and then I come home and then like figure out what I want to do, and then you know, just figuring out like what things you want to spend your time on, like whether it's like learning more or like playing games or going out or doing something. Because like I'm trying to think about the past week that I just had, and I mean, we still have AMC A-List. We didn't see one movie in last week's like pay period, or not pay period, last week's you know, cycle from like Friday to Friday. And I, you know, I've done a little bit of gaming, which is like Stardew and stuff, but I mean, more or less I feel like I'm just coming home and like I don't know what I'm doing. Like we cook, so there's time taken away from that, and I don't know, like how has that experience been for you, I guess?
I mean, for me, like, since I moved down to a new area, like, we've been going out and about, like, just going around and, like, driving around and going to different places. And also, I've just been going to a lot of movies. But, I mean, besides that, I haven't been doing particularly that much. I still read, like, comics and stuff, and all I've been doing otherwise is like streaming stuff like TV and movies and stuff. Like, that's pretty much all I've been doing in terms of that. And then also working on my own podcast when I actually feel like it. I mean, that's pretty much all I've done so far, without, especially because I'm literally doing nothing besides like applying to jobs and going to job fairs. So like, I do have a decent amount of free time, because if I just spent my entire time throwing out job applications like 10 hours a day, if there was even enough jobs to do that, I'd probably lose my mind after a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done as much as I can, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I definitely have not dedicated myself to like really sitting down and playing video games, or like, I don't know, reading a book, whatever those are.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just been going to the movies a lot because of A-List. Like, that's pretty much what's happened. I've definitely spent a lot of time at the movie theater because I've had the time to go to the movie theater.
How has like the dynamic of your relationship been though? Like, do you spend time on your own, or is it mostly like time that you guys spend together?
I would say primarily like together, because we both don't really have a schedule.
Right.
So like, we're mostly spending time together. I mean, she was out of town for a few days, so during that time, I literally just went to two movies by myself. And I worked on some podcast stuff and I did some job stuff. But I mean, yeah, I was mostly just like hanging out by myself. But I would say mostly we do things together. I mean, occasionally she's gone and done stuff with her mom. And that's when I've just, I don't know, just did whatever, like stream stuff or just, I don't know. But like most of the time I've been spending time just with her because there's just a lot of, we both just have no real schedule. So.
Right.
That's kind of the way it's been.
Well, so what have you guys been seeing then?
I mean, yesterday we went and saw Dead Don't Die, which was one of my favorite movies of the year, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
So it has like a 55% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
It's a small, like, indie zombie movie. And is really weird. It's probably the weirdest movie I've seen this year.
Mm-hmm.
It has Bill Murray and Adam Driver, who's Kylo Ren in Star Wars.
Okay.
As, like, the two leads. And it's just, like, this small town, like, place. It's supposed to be in central Pennsylvania, actually, I guess, which is kind of a throwback to older zombie movies because George Romero, who kind of did like all these the classic zombie movies, he shot Night of the Living Dead outside of like a little bit outside of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was meant to be like a throwback slash tribute because this movie's like kind of a tribute to zombie movies, but also a parody, but also like is self-aware that it is a movie throughout the movie.
Okay.
Like making fun of the fact that it is a movie, like to the point where they literally reference that there's a script and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it's just very meta and weird. And it also has like political undertones. I mean, there's literally Steve Buscemi's in the movie and he literally wears a hat, the MAGA hat, but it says Keep America White Again. So, I mean, there's like a lot of political stuff going on in the movie and it's not really that subtle. Like it's pretty in your face, but it's like good.
Hmm.
And zombie movies, actually a lot of them are political. I mean, Night of the Living Dead pretty much deals with like racial issues and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the first big zombie movie.
Yeah.
So this movie is no different, except it's much more of a comedy alongside that. Like it's this really dry, like the Office levels of dry comedy.
Oh man.
With like Bill Murray and Adam Driver, like pretty much all the characters act like they're in a movie and they are aware they're in a movie, except like one character who acts and has like a normal response to there being a zombie outbreak. Like every other character is just like, oh, this sucks.
Right.
Like it's very strange. It's a really weird movie, but it's kind of my kind of movie with like really absurd, strange humor, but yeah. Also like deals with actual issues. Like there's like basically the whole point is like the reason why the zombie outbreak is happening is because there's like fracking. Huh. So it's like a climate change like messaging too and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really interesting movie and I don't know how many people are actually going to see it. It's only playing in like 600 theaters, which is super low.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised because it's a small little movie, but it has like some big actors in it.
Yeah.
Besides that, I went and saw Aladdin.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let's go back to Dead Don't Die. I mean,
yeah,
I know,
yeah. Okay.
I know earlier you were telling me that I should go see it, and I was like tossing the idea around my head, and I kind of wish I had taken your suggestion blindly and went into it, because I mean, now that you've told me a little bit about it, I feel kind of sold, but now I feel like my expectations are kind of set up to some degree, because like everything you're telling me about, it sounds really cool. Sounds like something that I would be really interested in. I actually am looking into it. There are a couple of places nearby me that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's probably playing in more major cities.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're both in like major urban areas
where right.
we're located. So like, I'm not surprised that we have access to it.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I mean, it definitely might be too weird for some people, but mm-hmm. I don't know, the people, the theater was pretty filled, and it seemed like people were vibing with it pretty well. They were laughing at most of the jokes, and
yeah.
I think me and Carolyn thought it was funnier than almost everybody else in the theater,
but yeah.
I think most people found it to be pretty funny. It's pretty slow in the beginning, but like it's a funny movie and it's an interesting movie. Side note, mishap at the movie theater. Someone messed up at AMC because people came up to me, people who were trying to sit down at the movie, and they had the same seats that we did.
Oh, shit.
And the seats next to us, too. And I was like, nah, I got the ticket. And they went to go talk to the AMC employees, and they were forced to sit up in the front because somehow they got the same tickets that we did.
Oh.
And then they just left. Because they had to sit in the front row, so I guess they were just like, nah, screw this.
I mean, I hope they got, like, compensated.
A refund? I'm assuming they probably did.
Huh.
But I was just like, what the hell happened?
Because
I bought my tickets, like, a few days ago. So, right. Like, I probably bought it before them, but I'm wondering, like, what the hell happened there?
Oh, man.
Yeah, good movie. Good movie.
I'm going to – the problem is the closest theater is – it's at Tyson's. Remember that mall that we went to? But they have yet to like redo their theaters, so they just have standard seats, which I'm really not trying to do.
I mean, I understand recliners are kind of much better.
Yeah, the only other option is like going to Georgetown, which is like Georgetown's like a super like wealthy and like fancy place. I think we walked through. No, never mind. I don't think we went to Georgetown, but yeah, it's like a super fancy, wealthy area of like DC, but also like too fancy to have a metro station. So like wherever I go, I'd have to like walk for 15 minutes to get to where I'm trying to go. Which,
but bro, you're trying to diet, so now you're just gonna get that exercise in, you know?
It's mostly like nighttime. I mean, I'm still not too familiar with DC, so I'm not
Dude, trying to who walk cares? If you get shot, it's fine, it doesn't matter.
Trying to walk around at night, although I mean, yeah, again, it's Georgetown, so I think it's I don't know, I might. Let's see, what's tomorrow? They have anything in tomorrow? They do have stuff tomorrow, so maybe I can go tomorrow. I don't know.
You should just go see The Hustle again, man.
Stop, don't trigger me. All right, well, yeah, I think I'll have to check it out because it sounds quite good, and I'll need to find things to fill the void of not having an SO.
Yeah, and I mean, when I was alone, I went and saw movies that weren't very good. So you'll go see a good movie.
Why would you see? You saw Aladdin.
I saw Dark. Oh, no, that I saw with Carolyn.
Okay.
When I was alone, I saw Dark Phoenix, which wasn't very good. So, and then I saw Godzilla, which was just very okay.
Yeah.
So, well, but no, I saw Aladdin with Carolyn.
You talked about both Godzilla and Dark Phoenix on your last episode, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And they were both just whatever. Movies I wouldn't have seen if I didn't have A-List.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have put forth the effort to go Definitely. And pay the money for them.
Yeah, I mean, I might be seeing movies this week only because, I mean, Sarah's not coming back until Friday.
So you have three movies.
Yeah. Well, we already have our Toy Story tickets reserved, so we're gonna see that when she comes back, which I'm excited for. But yeah, all this week, because the timer resets next Friday morning, so I'll still have three movies to use. So I got to do something with them. It sounds like this Dead Don't Die is a good one, so I guess I'll have to check that out.
I mean, it's pretty much that, and like Booksmart are like the best movies out right now, in my opinion.
I don't know. Are they still playing it? I don't know.
Booksmart should be still playing, and that's a really fun movie.
Right, cool, my browser.
And I mean, Avengers is still playing, and that's obviously great.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is it still playing?
Yeah, it's getting toward the end of the run, though.
Are they gonna beat Avatar or what?
I'm leaning towards no.
Sad.
It's just not making enough money. I mean, it's shy of like 40-50 million, I think, and I don't know if it's gonna hit it because it's not doing that much numbers right now anymore. It's too many movies out.
All right, everyone listening, just go see Endgame.
I mean, it's better than most movies playing. Don't bother to go see Men in Black.
No, you didn't like it, or wait, did you see it? Or
yeah, it was very mediocre. Very like, this wasn't terrible to watch, but I didn't need to watch this like at all.
Yeah.
It was like just this very mediocre, middle of the road. That was entertaining enough, I guess, but just a very whatever movie, which is just disappointing when you have like Chris Hemsworth.
The men and women in black.
Yeah.
What about that one movie? Stuber? Is that going to be any good?
That's coming out in July.
I keep seeing trailers looks for it. So
okay.
Uh huh.
I can't say it looks amazing. I think it looks okay. I mean, if I have an A-list movie for the week that comes out, I certainly would probably go see it. Because, you know, it seems good enough.
Have you seen trailers for movies that, like, you can't even see? Like, we've been seeing trailers for Late Night, but there's literally no theaters within, like, I think,
it's 20 or 30 miles that we can't see. Now where you are. It just got a wider release.
Okay.
Although I don't think it looks very good. Apparently it is good. It has really good reviews, but I did not like the trailer.
I mean, the trailer looked all right. What do you think of, I guess we're just like in infinite content zone now, but what do you think of Yesterday?
Oh, I'm excited for that actually.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, I think it looks good. I think it'll be a good movie.
I'm excited for it as well. I don't know how it'll be. So I'm concerned that it might be bad or whatever.
I think it'll probably be good. It has a really good director attached to it. It's Danny Boyle who did Slumdog Millionaire. He did 28 Days Later, which is a really good zombie movie. And he did this sci-fi movie called Sunshine. He's a good director. So
you're just so like well-versed and knowledgeable of like all movies. I still just remember like last week when I told you that I watched I just told you I watched Girls Trip and you were like, oh yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Tiffany Haddish. I had to look her up. I was like, who the hell is Tiffany Haddish? And then I was like, oh, this girl. It's like, you just know all these names. Like how do you have all this knowledge, Jesse?
Because I spent a lot of time watching movies when I was in high school.
I mean, I guess, but like, I don't know. I mean, I guess you're a much more active viewer or something, because like, I feel like people can go watch movies and be like, oh, that's the guy from...
It's because a lot of people, I think, see movies as like disposable entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And like, they're like, yeah, that was fun. And like, they don't really talk about it much afterwards. Like, It's like, yeah, I saw this movie. And it's not much of like a discussion thing for a lot of people, whereas for me, like after seeing most movies, I want to talk about it and actually like get into it. And like, I think that goes for most people who are really, really into movies. But I feel like a lot of people go to the movie theater and it's like, that was fun. And they're just like, okay, like it's more disposable to them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They just see it as like, you know, it's just entertainment. It's not that serious of a thing. But like, I think movies are like super important. And you know, aren't just disposable.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. I mean, Yesterday we look forward to see at some point this movie called Toy Story. What is that?
Yeah, I never heard of that. I think it's a movie. I hear there's toys in it. It has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And this is one movie about spiders. I don't know.
I already got tickets for that.
That one might be all right. I still need to watch the first one before I can
see that. So good. Spider-Man Homecoming. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really fixed that.
We have it too, so I don't have an excuse, but
definitely go watch it. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. I really like it. It's a really good movie.
I'll have to watch that. But yeah, I don't know. Movies. Fill your time with movies.
It's the only way to fill the void, you know.
Well, so you're you also told me you started using Overcast.
Yeah, I did.
So how's that? I'm excited.
I'm thinking about switching over to Spotify, you know.
Oh, wow. Sad.
No, I like it. I mean it's definitely a better interface than Apple Podcasts. It's definitely a better made app. than Apple's podcast app. I don't think there's any denying that. Like,
yeah,
it's 100% better. So it was really just pure laziness on my part of not wanting to resubscribe to a bunch of podcasts.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is I listen to so many less podcasts than I used to that just like, it's not that big of a deal to go back and subscribe to a ton of them. Cause really it's only like, I have maybe like 10 I'm subscribed to on Overcast. And honestly, it's kind of nice cause it's just cleaner now. Cause there's just all these podcasts I just didn't listen to anymore that are just sitting on my Apple Podcasts app. So,
did you feel like you listened, like when you're comparing to before, was that, like when you were in school, like you listened to podcasts more then?
Yeah, I think so. Like I would listen to podcasts when I was walking to class and, you know, all that stuff. So I feel like there was more gaps. I think podcasts might become more prominent once I have like a commute.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like I'm going to likely fill that commute with podcasts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I'm hoping I'll only have like a half hour commute, but who knows? Maybe it will be an hour. I'm hoping that won't be the case.
Rip.
But once I have that, I might be listening to podcasts a little bit more. But lately, like, there hasn't been that much weird gaps of time for me to fill where I, like, have the time to listen to podcasts. So it hasn't been that much. There's not just, there's just less time to fill for me with podcasts. There was just a lot more before just from, like, having to go to class and all that stuff. So,
yeah, it's an interesting podcast is an podcasts are an interesting medium. I was just having a conversation with a friend the other day who is like very unaware of podcasts or doesn't consume them, I should say. And he was telling me that he didn't really feel like podcasts were something that would fit his lifestyle because he doesn't have a routine like you say, where, you know, he doesn't drive to work or he doesn't like have these gaps where he's walking to classes. You know, it's our pal Peter. He's just at home chilling, but I mean that's not really relevant. But he made like an interesting point in that he asked me if I've ever just like sat down, like similar to reading a book or something, if I've ever sat down and like listened to a podcast. And I don't know if I've actually ever done that before. I mean, have you ever done that?
I mean, the only very, very little. Like, the only time I could think of is, like, if I'm, like, tired and I'm just laying down and I just decide to, like, put my AirPods on and, like, I'll put on a podcast. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've just, like, kind of laid down. Like, if I'm just, like, too exhausted to do, like, much else, it's very much easy to just put on a podcast. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, no, not really. I mean, podcasts are definitely primarily meant to fill the void, I think, during really mundane things that one has to do in life, like getting ready, like showering, and all those types of things, where I'll just put on a podcast because I'm like, well, I'd rather like fill it with something rather than just go through these mundane everyday motions with nothing in there.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's about the same for me. I know a lot of the times if I'm ever like cleaning up after dinner, like washing dishes or something like that, folding laundry. All right, no, I'm not going to say that because I know Sarah listens to this and I never fold laundry. But if I were to do something like folding laundry, like that's a really good use case of listening to podcasts or whatever. I think the only exception to that is the show that I follow for like Apple Tech News, Accidental Tech Podcast. I mean, rarely do I tune into the live show to actually listen, but I do tune into the live show to download that stream and listen to it later. But that's probably the one podcast that I could say where, like, if I was just sitting around, I could just put that on and, like, listen to that. Because, I mean, I think it's both the personalities of the people, and they have some really interesting things to say about Apple News. And it's, I guess, like, in general, it's funny when you find like a niche or a niche or whatever, where you have like this expansive wealth of knowledge of a specific subject matter. And then you become like surprised to know that other people didn't know about this or whatever. On Thursday, I think it was, I went out to a like a meetup with coworkers or whatever. It was like towards DC and I wasn't trying to drive to that. So I was basically bumming rides with people. So I left my car at work and I rode with someone there and someone else lived close to work. So I rode back to work in their car. And we were just like talking about things. And I was like asking her, I was like, oh, is that like an iPhone SE? And she's like, wow, like you knew the phone by just looking at it. And I was like, it's a form factor. I mean, I don't think it's that hard to
recognize. Stuff like no, that. I mean, that's funny. Like, I mean, I'm not particularly hardcore into tech, but I mean, that's probably something even I could recognize, I would say.
I mean, I think you probably have that similar, like, slot or niche or whatever with like movies and stuff, or at least
yeah,
that's how I see you. You're like, you know, like all this stuff. And actually, I mean, part of the reason why we recorded today was because I was watching that Donkey video and I was like, what the fuck, there's a new Xbox. I was like, I know Jesse's gonna know about this. So I mean,
yeah, I barely know anything.
I mean fair enough, but I just wanted to hear about that. But no, even like having to explain to people WWDC, I mean, I don't even know if you fully understand it at this point.
Well, it's like a tech conference, right? Like,
right, but like
event. I don't know that much about it, but I know of it.
Yeah, but it's like when I tell people, I'm like, oh, there's going to be like a new iOS and there's going to be new macOS. I'm like, oh, that's super cool. Like, how is it? I'm like, no, it's not out yet. Like, yeah, they pre-announce it and then it's going to be released in like 3 months and then that's when all the cool things are going to happen. Or, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, for a lot of people, they're not hardcore. And I've always found that weird that I feel like a lot of people maybe don't have that niche, which is really weird to me because, like, I feel like everyone should maybe have something they're, like, really seriously into. I don't know. Like, it seems weird to me because, like, for me, it's been movies for probably the longest time, like movies and TV and, like, really knowing things about it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And being, like, I guess, an enthusiast of it. And there's definitely people who I feel like don't particularly have that. And it's just interesting that kind of just don't.
It's kind of like that character. Have you seen the Lego movie?
Yeah. Why, when it came out.
Yeah, it's like that the main character, Emmett, who is just like a very bland character who has like nothing going on for them.
I mean, yeah, kind of. It's just like, oh, I'm this person who worked my 9 to 5 and just like, I don't know. Like, it's just weird to me, like, that they don't have this thing that they're very seriously like interested in. I don't know, it's weird.
Dope. I actually think I think the RoboVac just started. I heard a little beep going on.
Well, it's 5:30 your time.
5:30 indeed.
4:30 my time, you know, yeah, the superior time zone.
Time zones are so crazy. Not a superior time zone, by the way.
I think so.
Time zones and like flying, like Sarah's flight was what, 3:45 Eastern, and she's gonna be landing, I think, like 6 or 7 o'clock local time, in California, so closer to like 10 my time.
Yeah, California is inferior.
No, all right, whatever.
That's what you were saying, I'm sure, right?
I
think that's what I got out of that.
No, I was just mostly to say that time zones are weird, but
I think you're wrong. Do you got Texas barbecue? I think so.
Ooh, we got to do some Foley work in here. Hold on.
Oh, those are the noises I like to hear in my podcasts.
Nice. Yeah, so I don't know. The vacuum is running now, but
I bet I can hear those sounds real good with my skull candy earbuds.
Yo, you know, speaking of Foley work or whatever. So I know you never went to Alamo Draft House, but we had a chance to go to Alamo Draft House many weeks ago. I've already forgotten. It was all right.
I will definitely go at some point. It'll happen.
We didn't have any. We didn't have any disruptive people per se, you know, like no one was talking or, you know, screaming really loudly or anything. So, I mean, in that sense, that was fine, which also could have just been a fluke based on the audience that was there or whatever. The one thing that we did find was really strange was that we had like nice seats or whatever. And I think, yeah, they were like recliners, but so they had reserved seats. So we picked our seats. But it seemed like no one, like we all sat around each other, like in like the center, mm-hmm. center row or whatever, which I think kind of makes sense because, you know, that's probably the best place to sit. But mm-hmm. it also just kind of felt like people just took open seats. I don't know. Like, because when you go to the theater, they don't like check your seats. Like, from what I recall, I don't know if anyone scanned anything from us. Maybe we did. Maybe I'm wrong. But like, we just like kind of got to the theater and then the waiter like walked up and was like, "Hey, like, what do you want to order?" And I was like, "All right, cool." In terms of the actual food, the food was mediocre. I mean,
that's how the AMC dine-in food is. It's kind of trash.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got wings. No, I definitely got wings, two at AMC. But I think I got something else as well. But I think I got buffalo wings, which, you know, you would expect to be hot. But they were not, and they were very salty. And it just wasn't very good. Sarah got a pizza. The pizza was all right, but just all right. And we did like fried pickles, I think, which, you know, they were also all right. But I think the most damning thing about that experience that we had, I'm bringing this up because this is how we segued into it, is the lady next to us was so loud when she ate her food. Like, I don't know how she made so much noise eating her food, but like I could hear like chewing with her mouth open and like, you know, like smacking her lips. And so I sat next to her and Sarah was to the right of me, and Sarah could hear it. Like, I would look at her and she knew exactly what I was referring to. And at one point, for like a couple minutes straight, I just heard like,
yeah, I'm anti-dining.
I was just like, what is going on? It was, I don't know. It was like really, really obnoxious because I don't even know what she was eating because the waiter kept coming back and refilling her wine glass or whatever.
And she was getting fucked up that movie.
Super distracting, I would say. And almost like just a little disturbing. Like, it was just because it almost sounded like she was like ravenously eating and like the finger licking and all that was just you know, other than that, you know, it was all right. Got Detective Pikachu and it was good.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about going to the Draft House. It was actually this Sunday, I think, because they're playing The Shining. They're playing it in like 4K.
Okay.
But I'm probably not going to do it because I don't want to spend the money. But
yeah,
like, I just hate dine-in theaters. I think they're dumb. Like restaurant plus movie theater, just not a good idea.
Ooh, do you hear that in the background?
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna relocate. Wait.
But I don't want to. I like those noises. You know what I mean? Yeah. The AMC food was also trash.
Yeah. I mean, if the food was good, I think it would be acceptable. But it was not. So it was very disappointing.
Got like churros, mm-hmm. and they were supposed to be like hazelnut, so like kind of like Nutella in the middle.
Yeah.
And they just tasted like garbage. They were so bad. And then she also got these like tater tots that were like cheesy tater tots,
mm-hmm.
and they were like the saltiest food I've ever consumed in my life. Just tasted like pure salt. It was just weird. The wings were okay, but like, yeah, it was just like the food's just not good.
Yeah, man. So
unfortunately, so many of the screens at that AMC that I go to are like dine-in screens.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think we have a dine-in near us, but near us in that it's physically near, but I don't think it's like anywhere on the line or something. Cause usually I just hop on the line or I drive to the AMC down, not down the street, but like 10 minutes away. And that one is,
what's it like to have public transit? Sick.
Oh, I mean, I love public transit, but you know, do you guys not have any?
Not in like the suburbs around here. There's not really a good public transit system in DFW. As far as I know, I don't know of anything near me. I think a lot of the suburbs, you're just expected to have a vehicle to transport yourself. I mean, I'm sure maybe closer to Dallas and closer to Fort Worth, they might have some forms of like buses and stuff. But
yeah,
no, there's like nothing. really for public transit. You pretty much have to drive everywhere, which is a big problem because the highways and stuff get really congested around here.
Are you closer to the
city?
Oh, no, go on.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay. Are you closer to the D or are you closer to the FW?
The FW. I'm way closer. I'm like 30, 40 minutes away from Fort Worth, and I'm like a good hour to Dallas.
So, like, how big is downtown Fort Worth?
Well, I mean, the population of Fort Worth is like 700,000.
Wow.
And Dallas is something million. I don't know off the top of my head, but it's like the fourth or fifth biggest city in the United States.
Well, I guess just to like clarify, like there are no like rails or anything laid out for the city. It's like all buses or something.
I don't really know. I haven't spent much time in downtown Fort. I spent more time in downtown Fort Worth than pretty much almost nothing in downtown Dallas. Have I really been there? I've more so passed Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really been in Dallas yet. At some point, I want to just like take a day and go there with Carolyn, but we haven't done that yet. But yeah, no, I don't really know. And based on being in the suburban areas, there is not much public transit that I have seen. Just drive everywhere.
I know you can take an Amtrak from Chicago to Texas or to, I think, Dallas or one of the two, but yeah.
So basically, you don't want to ever live in Texas because if you can't go on your public transit, you know, you can't live your real life.
I love trains. No, I mean, for people who like, I mean, for anyone who listens who has a concept of like locality in the DC metro area, the gathering that I went with my coworkers was out in Alexandria, and we work out in Chantilly, and I live in Reston. So Reston and Chantilly are probably in like the same latitude, like north south. So I drive a little bit west and then south to get to Chantilly, but Alexandria is like super far east, and that's like kind of south of DC. And my general rule of thumb living in this area, I mean, I've only been here for like 8 months. Wait, no, six months. My general rule of thumb is to not drive anywhere east of where I currently live. So living in Reston, I'm not trying to head towards the city. And now I'm running away from the vacuum again. So, I mean, that's why I like carpooled with people. And people were perfectly fine with bringing me back to Chantilly. But yeah, the traffic is like awful.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's the same here. It's pretty much, if you get near Dallas, it's hell. It doesn't matter what time it is, it's pretty bad. So I had to drive out that way to go to the job fair, and it wasn't even rush hour. It was like 2 p.m. and it was so just overloaded with cars.
Rip.
Yeah, it's terrible over near Dallas.
I don't even know if I've said this before on here, but it's funny because I've always like joined in with the people at work when they're like, oh yeah, traffic here is so bad, this and that. But I think the more that I talk to people, the more I realize that like my commute to work really isn't that bad. I mean, I think I'm about 11 or 15 miles away from work. My commute is like 25 minutes if like on a bad day. And I think the benefit that I have is that I'm typically part of the reverse commute. So I think most people in the morning drive towards DC, where I drive away from DC. And then in the afternoon, most people drive away from DC while I drive towards DC. So like, I mean, I do deal with traffic, but I've never dealt with like stop and go. And I definitely saw that on when we went to Alexandria on Thursday. We left at like 4:30. I don't know why anyone would drive at 4:30 in like this terrible traffic. But yeah, it was terrible. Like, you'll be on the highway and it just stops. It's like, what? This is not what a highway is for.
No, that happens all the time in DFW.
That's very unfortunate.
I don't know. They need to fix it somehow, but I don't really know how you fix it.
Yeah.
There's just too many people here. Honest to God. There just is. That's why I'm really hoping to get a short commute somehow wherever I work.
Yeah. I mean, it worked out that I'm in this area, but
Wow.
Cool, man.
Wow.
Cool.
Wow.
So you listen to our podcast, correct?
Some of it.
You don't listen to the whole thing?
I haven't had that much time.
Sad. I was gonna ask you if you had any feedback or whatever.
I'm thinking we should just cancel the whole thing.
I mean, this is our fifth episode special.
Well, what does that mean? Are we gonna give out some prizes?
No, I mean, I don't know. It's just a landmark or milestone for what we've done. That's about it. I mean, it's still hard to tell like what we have in terms of like listenership.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if like where you are, because you have 12 episodes going. I don't know if you have a more reliable view on yours, but like for us, I mean, we had a lot a place for like the earlier shows, but less and less for the more recent ones.
Yeah, that's about the same here.
Actually, more interestingly, or maybe not interestingly, the episode with Houston has like the most plays, although it's not like by a considerable margin. It's like a couple more. So I think what we need to do, Jesse, is you need to get a more Houston like voice, and then we can start getting those plays and start getting that serious ad revenue.
I mean, I know a lot about medical stuff, so let me get in on this.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Not really that I can think of. I don't know.
All right.
I mean, we already hit an hour here.
True. I'll have to edit some parts out. I guess that's about it. Thank you for listening for five episodes or for one. I don't know.
Big thank.
Yep.
Big thank.
Well, maybe I will see Booksmart today. There's a show at 10, so
you should.
Well, it's nice. The Metro runs until 2, so I mean,
just don't get shanked.